Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phone number 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Kahuna,
and Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this ridiculous story from Yahoo News out of California. Sorry. I repeat myself. A family has pocketed $7.6 million by taking cans and bottles from Arizona and recycling them in California. That's fraud, prosecutors say. I say that's arbitrage.
It's fraud because they did not pay the California tax to obtain the cans in the first place and therefore not entitled to the California refund.
I don't think that that's how that works.
I would agree with you, but that's the prosecutor's case, right?
And I would think that there's some precedent for this already, right? This can't be the first case of this happening.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, there's multiple states that have this sort of thing, and from what I remember, they're on the cans. So how are they going to tell where it came from?
Yeah.
In the criminal complaint, prosecutors...
It may be the largest case.
This is probably why we're reading is because it showed up in the news feed. In the criminal complaint, prosecutors accused family members of unlawfully conspiring to commit grand theft and defrauding the California recycling program on a chronic and ongoing basis.
Wow.
By seeking reimbursement for out-of-state containers and containers that had already been redeemed within California.
How is it already redeemed?
Yeah, how is it already redeemed if they're bringing it from Arizona?
So here's part of that, right? Read that part again, because there's one part in particular that stood out.
In the criminal complaint, prosecutors accused the family members of unlawfully conspiring to commit grand theft and defrauding the California recycling program on a chronic and ongoing basis by seeking reimbursement.
There you go. Stop right there. That's the word. Reimbursement. Right? It's the California recycling program, as Kahuna mentioned earlier, counts on people not recycling.
Right.
Right? They make money if you don't recycle. Mm-hmm. You pay it up front, and then you get reimbursed for it later.
Right.
And so they're counting on people not doing that as the only way. Otherwise, there's no money to be made.
These people are just getting reimbursed.
Right. Which is fraud.
I don't know about that.
But if you really wanted people to recycle, right? If this was a
noble program,
right? Then it's just like there you go. Well, we don't care where you bring it from. Just bring it to us because we're going to recycle the metal.
We care about the recycling. We don't want to pollute the environment, and thus bring us your things to recycle because it's good for humanity.
But also in recycling the metal, right? It's like that's their investment. They'll give you the money because they're going to use it for something else that's going to generate a profit for them later.
Right.
And the likelihood is the California recycling program does not do that.
Yeah. We could talk more about this, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. I believe we once again have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Third time's the charm.
Yes. I just want to bring that. They're actually going to have a human trafficking acknowledgement day. So they were on the news.
Is this a day where, like, they just allow people to human traffic and don't prosecute them, like the Purge?
Well, it's a celebration. It's an acknowledgement.
A celebration of human trafficking?
No, so for that, to acknowledge for the victims to come forward, it's an encouragement.
Yes.
To fight against the Trump. And then they actually have a coalition that were on TV, I was quite impressed that they had a meeting and they was enough to be on television. So they're going to have a.
I don't know if I like the state sort of encouraging or incentivizing victims of a thing, anything, whether it's human trafficking or whatever, to come forward, because this usually backfires on government, right?
Yeah.
What they will do is they will incentivize people to come forward, and you'll get a bunch of people coming forward that, well, actually weren't trafficked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as a practical matter, the first thought that pops my mind is, how are these people going to get away from the people that are trafficking? Because presumably they're sort of under lock and key, if you will, being watched closely. So what are they going to do, escape?
I mean, there have been escapees, right? That's kind of how you know what's going on with evidence.
Yeah. Right.
Also, too, if too many of these people come forward, we might actually find out the client list of the Epstein flights.
Oh,
can't have that.
Anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the thing is that I'm bringing up this issue is because people don't want to look at it. People don't, if there's a prostitute, people think, like, well, she's being forced, how horrible it is. It's just that.
No, we just talked about a volunteer one in the Ukraine.
Yeah. The whole thing is, well, she's out there because she wants to be. You know, that everybody just kind of, like, it's a touchy subject. Nobody wants to talk about it. And then everybody just kind of pretends that it's not there, right? Look the other way, you know, don't get involved. And
do they, though? Because, like, I keep hearing about human trafficking all over the news almost all the time.
Because the movie came out.
Which movie?
Sound of Freedom.
Oh, was that about human trafficking?
Yep.
I paid no attention to that either. I've seen a bunch of people go, you got to see this movie. And I'm like, oh, whatever. You'll get to it eventually.
Okay. It's basically based on a true story of human trafficking,
oh,
which is why Hollywood's trying to suppress it.
I see. Sarah?
So, isn't that the guy that he, some actor played that guy, and then he was trying to save the children, and was it like a Christian-based movie? Was that what it's about?
I think it was produced by some Christian organization. I don't have those details.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
As soon as it hits the torrent sites, man.
Sarah, have you seen it?
No, I've seen a little bit of the preview in the TBN. The actual, that person that saved it, and there was another, like a handsome actor that played that guy on the Trinity Brooks broadcast.
Very few actors are not handsome.
Oh, yeah, but he was a really good actor. And,
I can't think. I can't put my finger on his name, but he's A-list Hollywood.
Yeah.
What even A-list? Like, he's, like, really wanted? He's, like, top actor that got that job?
Top gun actor.
It's not Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
No, not that guy.
I mean, he's both really a good actor.
I'm reciting a phrase from Team America. Spotswood said this about the guy. Top gun actor. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
So, I was at the Unitarian Church today, and when I was in the bathroom stall, they had about, like...
A Libertarian church?
Number. Unitarian.
What's a Unitarian? They worship units?
Unicorns.
Yeah, they had the Agora helpline. If you need help, call this number. It was a private bathroom stall.
Mm-hmm.
Only number I did not see was the human trafficking 188 number, and then the free me text number. I didn't really... look at it really close, but they had, if you're depressed, call this. If you need somebody to talk to, call this number. If you have a drug addiction, call this number. If you have alcohol, call. But I never saw that 1-800.
They must be in on it.
If you constantly call it a talk show, call this number.
Yeah, and then the text line.
You should add Free Talk Live's number to all of these signs anytime you come across it.
Please do, Sarah.
Carry a Sharpie with you. Got something to get off your chest.
I just want to bring up that New Mexico is, like, really terrible when it comes to human trafficking.
You had me at New Mexico is really terrible.
Yeah, just period. No, New Mexico has a lot of good things about here. I love New Mexico, but they kind of, the women get treated like dirt here. I mean, it's like.
I told you last week, Sarah, if you just continue to advocate for eliminating all the cars, then you can't traffic anybody anywhere.
No traffic.
No human traffic.
Probably do it on the bus. Maybe they'll have surveillance video of pimps forcing girls on the bus since it's free.
Too many other people on the bus. You got to do it in a private vehicle.
Well, so I'm just bringing this up, so I don't know if there's a coalition. Yeah, I guess they have to have a car. I don't know. So, but
what about a moped? Could you human traffic on a moped?
Only small children.
Just kidding.
I don't know.
They don't fit under
so,
the
Sarah,
seat.
is there a website or a special phone number or something that you want people to be aware of?
You know, I haven't caught that organization. There's actually a Women of Coalition that was on TV that are organizing this day. So, but I would like to have their website because I'm just really amazed that there is an organization that's bringing this problem up to the light here in this state, and that's a start. So, but I do not have the phone number.
Okay.
I don't know why. Just New Mexico has been like the very last state or something, like always the leftover state when it comes to doing this. And for some reason, but women always got that treatment here. I don't know why.
Well, first of all, it's the desert, and the desert sucks. Literally sucks the life out of everything in it. That's why I don't like New Mexico. It's also the state motto is the land of enchantment, but we know from looking it up that New Mexico is the land of entrapment. There are more people in New Mexico prisons not from New Mexico than anywhere else. In fact, people outsource their prisoners to New Mexico for, you know, federal charges and things of that nature. Also, more people are arrested and put into the New Mexico prison system that are not from New Mexico than are from New Mexico. These have all been true at least at some point in the last 20 years.
And we know from a previous caller that at least in one case, the government was responsible for trafficking children.
Correct.
From one parent to another.
So in one way, you know, there's a whole lot of human trafficking going on of people in the prison system coming to New Mexico. So they're being trafficked from other states into New Mexico. How do you feel about that?
Child Protective Services.
I have never heard anything like that because...
Because you haven't looked into it. That's why you haven't heard of it.
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of like, what people in what prison? I mean, it could be because we have like people running around with warrants that they're trying to catch and put into jail.
Yeah, but they're from New Mexico. I'm talking about people not from New Mexico who are in prison in New Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of why would that be? People that live here from New Mexico, they don't go to jail. They'll throw everybody else from out of state people in our prison. I mean, it's
so she's aware of the problem.
This is the first time I heard about it.
Well, it's because the state can make money off of it by housing and putting people in prison from other states. The state makes money off of that. That's why. There's always an incentive. You just have to follow the money. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 603-283-6160. If you are from the land of entrapment and have more information about how people can get help who have been human trafficked, or you have information on the land of entrapment itself, the number of people from outside of New Mexico in prison in New Mexico, give us a call. The telephone number, 603-283-6160.
The Sound of Freedom, one much like the Ukraine story from before, right? The producer or whomever, who's ever responsible for the movie, right? If you look at old interviews, right, he was like being touted as the guy who was exposing human trafficking on the morning shows, the late shows. Like, oh man, this guy's great because he's, you know, firsthand.
Shining a light on the problem.
Yeah. And then the movie comes out and he's like, a QAnon conspiracy theorist, and this is, you know, not a real thing anymore. But it's based on, like, his true life story that 5 years ago everyone was, you know, praising him for doing.
Right.
And as soon as he shines the light on, like, those people, mm-hmm. like the elites, mm-hmm. like all of a sudden it's
the narrative changes.
The narrative changes.
Whoa, what would cause such a massive change, Richie Rich?
Them trying to cover up their heinous crimes and trafficking, allegedly.
I agree 100%
with everything ever.
Everything.
It's a lot to agree with. Don't you contradict yourself by doing that?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. That's the right answer. Circling back to this recycling story, in the criminal complaint, we talked about that. Felony grand theft in California.
From the state for recycling.
is punishable by up to 3 years in state prison.
They stole nothing, by the way.
Right. There has been no theft.
Yeah.
There's been no theft. What they did is they went out, they collected some cans, and they brought them to a recycling station.
And they traded.
And they received money for these cans.
They sold these
per
cans.
Per the deal.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see where the fraud is. And where's the fraud?
Well, because the cans, you can only recycle, you know, if the terms of service on the recycling plan said only California cans accepted here.
Right. So I get that, but I don't ever recall seeing that in a can. Maybe I need to relook at it, but.
What if it's on like the drive up window to the recycling plant? We only take California cans, and you got, you know, this 40 foot 18 wheeler of miscellaneous cans that you've collected from thousands of locations.
Well, the state would need to pay somebody to verify that.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
It gets worse.
Okay.
Redeeming out of state containers to the degree the family is accused of could increase the sentence by an additional 3 years. So 6 years for recycling.
As they've been told to do throughout the generations to save the planet. But they did it on a massive scale.
You guys who are like, well, we need government. The hell we do. I'm sorry. It's completely unnecessary.
Government disincentivizes recycling.
We'll indoctrinate you first. And then we'll put you in prison for complying.
Oh. Court documents did not identify an attorney for the defendants who have not been convicted of a crime. Last year, six people were charged in a similar Arizona to California recycling operation that prosecutors said netted more than $10 million by fraudulently redeeming more than 9 tons of empty beverage containers. At least 93 people in California were convicted of recycling fraud between 2010 and 2019, according to a report by a nonprofit consumer watchdog.
So California's been doing this for decades.
Since 2010, it sounds like.
Over a decade.
Yeah.
All right.
So
bad California.
Very bad. Like, I mean, we knew California was bad already, but... Felonies, 6 years in prison for recycling.
For helping save the planet.
It's something that the government has been all about.
Recently.
Since I was in grade school.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it's important that we recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle all your cardboard. Yeah, reduce, reuse, recycle. All these campaigns paid for by the blah, 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 blah for recycling. Paid for by your local government. Please recycle.
Separate your glass and your burnables and your cardboard.
Yep.
We're going to give you 16 different containers. You can sort all your trash.
Yep. You got to put your compost in one, your cans in the other, and your bottles in another, and something else.
But if you bring it from Arizona, don't do that.
Yeah.
Separate all 16 categories in California only with California waste. Nothing from Arizona. Got it.
Yeah. Arizona can become a big pile of junk for all California cares. Even if these cans and bottles or whatever, these recyclables, were made and distributed from California into Arizona, California doesn't want them back, apparently.
I thought pollution was a global problem.
Apparently it's just a California problem.
Just a California problem? Okay.
Yeah,
these environmentalists fly all over the planet telling us how to live our lives, right?
Yeah.
But you recycle from one state to the other, try to abide by what they tell us you need to do, and all of a sudden it's a felony.
Emphasis on the mental.
Mental.
Environmental. That's what the story is. The story is mental. It's like, can't you just like cooperate with other states? I mean, are you providing a service or not?
Yep.
Right. If you are, then provide the service.
And again, if the recycling is going to happen, right, they are the ones who are going to reuse it in other projects.
Right.
They're going to make their money back.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter where it comes from at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because California aluminum is more expensive than Arizona aluminum.
Yeah, because in theory, they're going to, you know, melt it down or whatever it is they do.
Supposedly.
And then they have a buyer for it.
Right.
Right? Or is that not the case, California?
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. They take it to the recycling plant, just goes into the waste, the landfill, shipped to the Philippines.
Yeah, maybe they're recreating some coral reef with it or something.
Who knows? You know. But if they can't make their money back, right, then wherever the aluminum comes from, whether it's California aluminum or Arizona aluminum, if they're not making their money back, it's a failed program to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, because it's a government program. It's a
I understand
program,
that.
Right? You, of all people, of course, understand that. I wonder if you've heard of seasteading, of course, the both of you. Have you heard of island building? This has been done specifically by the government, and I believe it's been done off the coast of California.
Okay.
Where they found like a shallow area that's off of the coast, enough that you got a boat to it, right? You're not going to swim out to it. But they just started dumping rocks. And eventually it was enough that they dumped into this area for it to be a man-made island.
The government is doing this or private?
I believe the government has already done this. And so there exists somewhere off the coast of California a man-made island where this in fact happened. Or they took a small island and made it bigger by doing this, whatever it is. So I'm wondering now if states like California are going to pull this kind of crap with recycling, right? I'm wondering if there's a market within seasteading for, like, island building. Like, find a spot that's in international waters and just start chucking stuff into the water until you've built up enough of a mass that you have an island.
Well, they also talk about all the pollution and plastic bottles and everything that's causing man-made islands already floating around in the Pacific, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that happened to float near California and you drug that to shore and took it to the recycling place, is that fraud? Are you defrauding the state?
How many felonies is that, and how many years in prison is that?
If you just collect collected it all and it just happened to be in California, like, no, I cleaned up the beach.
Oh, too bad.
What if you're in a steel...
Straight to prison.
What if you're in a steel boat, a ship, if you will, and you're not from California... But you happen to port in California because you're having a problem. Maybe you got a crack in the hull, you got a leak coming on or something like that. And so you decide you're going to pull the boat out of the water. And it turns out it's going to cost more to repair the boat than the boat is worth. And you decide, hey, I want to recycle this thing. And so you put it on a trailer, take it down to a California recycling station to recycle, the steel.
This is not California steel.
Is that now a felony?
It's not California steel. Where was the boat built?
Like, how far does this go? How far is California willing to carry this particular facade in order to put people in prison and fine them?
Anytime they think they can get a conviction.
603-283-6160. Still to come. Why is an 11-year-old boy standing trial as an adult? More Free Talk Live is next.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. An attorney for former President Trump is calling him, quote, the most ethical American she knows. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Hava said that refusing to turn over video and other material is something her client would never do. Three people are dead after a plane crashed into an airport hangar in Southern California. Officials say the single-engine Beechcraft B-35 crashed at Cable Airport in Upland as it was taking off on Sunday morning. July is coming to a close as the hottest month on record, but forecasters say stormy weather is ushering in cooler temperatures in the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. Meantime, Phoenix extended its month-long record with another 110-degree day on Sunday. No let-up for Barbie as the film tops $350 million domestically and $750 million internationally. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Your favorite episode of your favorite show, Free Talk Live.
The favorite telephone number that you've ever had is 603-283-6160. I am your favorite host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me is your favorite co-host,
Kahuna.
And your other favorite co-host,
Richie Rich.
And we want to say thank you to one of our favorite amplifiers. This is a person who contributes $5 a month to Free Talk Live for the purposes of advertising, marketing, promoting, and supporting this radio program. We're currently on something like 180-ish radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300, 400, not out of the question. It's all up to you. You can help us spread the message of liberty, freedom, peace, and prosperity by supporting this show, just like Elliot Axelman does. Elliot Axelman is a silver-level amplifier for Free Talk Live. That means he gives $5 a month. It is a Patreon setup. You can find out all about this program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It is a Patreon thing. You can give more than $5. $5 is the minimum that you can do on these sites. So that's all we ask for. You can do 10 or whatever. There's different levels. There's different little perks that you get. Little things, if you become an amplifier, you get some stuff. But that's not why you should amplify. You should amplify because you want to spread the message of freedom, peace, and prosperity through this program. Again, Elliot Axelman, thank you for being an amplifier. You can find out more about becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Com.
And like I said last week, amplify your voice.
Yes, indeed.
Because we have more reach than you do, generally.
We have a platform, and you can help us help spread the message of freedom. We are Free Talk Live, so let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome.
Truck train!
Choo-choo! You're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, Vinny, the boss wants you to delete the tape. You got that? The boss wants you to delete the tape, Vinny. Okay, Vinny? Yo, I got it.
This is Donald Trump telling one of his associates to delete the security tape when he went to hide the boxes at Mar-a-Lago.
One of his bootlickers.
Okay. Whatever. Subordinates. Whatever.
Now, Jerome, what about the cocaine in the White House, Jerome? What about the coke?
We call them.
Oh, they did an investigation.
No, I want to ask Jerome what he thinks about the cocaine in the White House.
Oh, I think it was Hunter Biden's.
Well, duh. I mean, thank you,
really?
Captain Obvious. What tipped you off, Einstein?
The real question was, who brought Hunter Biden's cocaine into the White House?
What's wrong with you, Captain Tano? Don't you know it was Hunter Biden?
I assumed that, of course. So did everybody else.
We just wanted to see if he would come to his defense.
Jeez, man.
Do you
support Jerome? Do you support cocaine, Hunter Biden's cocaine in the White House? Or are you against?
Yes, I do. I support cocaine in the White House.
Well, you heard it here first, everybody. Jerome, South Carolina, supports cocaine in the White House.
Tongue firmly planted in cheek. Yes, Captain Cano, I support it.
Captain what? What are you calling me?
El Captain Cano.
Cano?
I don't hear it either.
El Capitano.
Cano?
You call yourself Captain Kickass, right?
Right, yeah.
I say, well, you're El Capitano.
What does Cano mean?
How do you spell Cano?
T-A-N-O, Capitano.
Oh, Capitano. El Capitano. Oh, God. I see what you're doing. I'm like, Captain Cano? Cano what? Cano beans? Cano worms? Cano? No, and I don't call myself that. I was given that name, and I just perpetuated it.
Yes, you did. Just like the guy, the reporter that asked,
In fact, Jerome, you may not know this. That was originally lobbed at me as an insult for spilling my friend Jake's beer. And
that's
he was like,
names are.
And he was like, way to go, Captain Kickass. You spilled my freaking beer. And I turned that into a legend. So, you know, I'm a resourceful dude, at least.
Yes, thank you for your creativity.
Well, thank you for
Capitano.
Thank you for your Trump train, Jerome.
Hey, by the way,
choo-choo.
What a dumbass question to ask the Karine Jean-Pierre. Ah, whose cocaine was it? I mean, didn't you hear Trump? Didn't you hear the Wharton School graduate, top of his class? Or it was Hunter Biden?
No, I didn't hear any of that because I don't watch television.
Of course. Based on the investigation by the Fox News reporters, you know, the $787 million company that's got to pay out all that money to Dominion Voting Company.
Hey, Jerome, do you want to make...
Jesus.
Jerome, do you want to make $50?
What do you have in mind, sailor?
I'll give you $50 if you will not watch television for a full week.
Ooh.
That ain't happening. And besides that, the price, you got to pay a lot more than that.
All right, $60. All right, I'll make it $30.
Oh yeah, right.
What's the price, Jerome? Just so we're
going to
start
kind of
a collection.
What kind of math are you doing there, Captain? First you say 50. What are you doing there at Wharton School? The Trump Wharton School math?
Okay, now it's $20.
I want to know what it would take. Yeah. How much would we have to collect, Jerome, for you to not watch TV for a week?
Thousand.
1,000?
Yeah. 1,000.
No.
All right.
That's a good start.
Okay. At least now we know.
Well, now we know. We'll see what we can do.
We're not going
to
do much.
I just want, like, we'd have to figure out how to, you know, verify that Jerome didn't watch TV.
Hey, why don't you tell me about, why don't you comment about how Trump's been stealing the Republicans' money to pay all his lawyer debts?
No, I don't think I will, because I don't care.
$40 million this month.
I don't care.
This is why you do the Trump train.
I don't care what Trump does. Why should I? Why should I care?
I don't care what he does either, just as long as he doesn't get to be president again.
Well, you, hey, you way, sound all upset about it.
Why do they care so much about Hunter Biden, but they don't care about Jared Kushner?
Because Hunter Biden's got good cocaine, apparently. Good enough to get in the White House.
Yeah, but they don't care about all the money Kushner made from Saudi Arabia and his daughter and the money Trump made from China. They don't ever talk about that, though.
So, why did you say it three times?
Because it made me feel good.
Okay. So the reason that the cocaine is an issue, right, is generally because of the war on drugs.
Yes.
And all of the people who are in prison, right, for possession, distribution, whatever, of drugs, cocaine being one of them.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. And when it's Hunter Biden, because he's got political connections to the vice president and now President Joe Biden, he gets a pass. Right, he doesn't get arrested. He doesn't get convicted. He doesn't get treatment. He spends zero time in jail.
Supposedly the most secure area on planet Earth, the White House. Right. It's just like, we don't know.
And so generally, we are in favor.
They're two-faced. In other words, they're two-faced, right?
Exactly.
The government is two-faced. Yes.
Right. Generally, we are in favor of people making personal choices with drugs or whatever they want. Right. So the fact that Hunter Biden does cocaine doesn't really matter. But the fact that they're willing to put, you know, generally minorities and other people in prison for the same offense and let Hunter Biden go because of his political connections, that's a problem.
She's related to Joe Biden. Reminds me of that old song, she's all right, she's all right, she's all right.
It's not even generally Joe Biden, right? How many other times have politically connected family members been let off the hook for similar reports for the same thing?
Hey, I got one for you. I got one for you. What about Bush's wife killing somebody and getting away with that?
What about Hillary Clinton?
They never talk about that story.
Have you seen the body trail?
We'll talk about it.
Huh? Come on, let's drag up some dead bodies.
Yeah.
How about that story?
Let's dig up the dead body of Ted Kennedy's car out of the lake or whatever river that he dumped.
Chappaquiddick.
There you go.
Yeah, but he never got to be president. They made sure of that.
Okay.
They bring that up all the time. Every time he ran for president, they brought that up.
Yeah.
What about? Because
it's
about
a big
Bush's
deal.
Yeah.
He let a woman drown. Yeah.
Wait. Jerome's engaging in what about ism. Go ahead, Jerome. What about what?
Wrong. He was wrong for that, okay? He was wrong. He should have been. What about George H. W. Bush wife getting away with killing somebody and not being punished for that?
Yeah.
They don't bring that up, though.
They should be punished.
My daughter's on the Today Show.
How do you know we don't bring that up, Jerome? How do you know we don't bring that up?
Because he actually listens.
Her daughter, her sweet little daughter's on the Today Show every day at 10 o'clock. But they don't bring that up, though.
Jerome, we brought that up like 3 weeks ago.
Hey, how about the vice president shooting somebody?
Cheney's got a gun.
Yeah, we brought that up.
Cheney's got a gun.
Bird shot right to the face.
Yeah. What about it?
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the Cheney. Mm.
Now, if the friend really didn't want to press charges, right, then fair play, right? Like, he's the victim.
Right.
He's like, okay, you shot me, homie. Like, I'll let it go this time. Buckshot, I would have had you, but bird shot, no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else should have been charged.
Final thoughts, Jerome?
Hey. Jared Kushner, $2 billion from Saudi Arabia. Don't talk about that, though.
Well, we talk about that all the time, Jerome. So thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you next time. Let's move right along. We've got an unscreened caller. What is your first name, please? You're on Free Talk Live.
Dagwood.
Dagwood? Like the sandwich?
Oh, sandwich, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking a Sunday morning.
Are you doing dishes or something?
Is it a type of sandwich or does a sandwich shop?
Oh, Dagwood hung up.
I don't know what Dagwood is now.
I guess he didn't like the sandwich.
There was a cartoon, a comic strip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's
kind of like how Shaggy makes the big ass sandwich.
Yeah. Okay.
In Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's called the Dagwood. It's just a giant sandwich. And Dagwood was the character in the comic.
I'm familiar with the comic.
This is like way back in the day.
No, I'm familiar with the Sunday morning comic. Okay. I didn't get the reference to the sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to this unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What is your first name, please?
Bob. It's Bobby.
Bob Green.
Sounds like you're smoking.
Bobby hits the ball.
You smoking or what?
I'm sorry, guys.
Is it a water bong?
I didn't know you guys. It's a concentrate cartridge. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Compose yourself, Bobby. Compose you're on yourself, national Bobby. Radio.
Yes, you've made an impression. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I think you guys are a little overall over the road today. But
like a New Mexico driver.
I was wanting to, yeah, man, I had to get my thoughts back together. Because you're on Jerome, and Jerome just kept going on, and then it gets into the weird stuff, and you guys are funny because you guys are joking on him. He doesn't even know that you guys are making fun of him.
I think
he
knows.
Hilarious.
I think he knows. You know,
he calls
that
enough.
I think he does.
I mean, maybe he's oblivious. So. Yeah, it's true.
He's oblivious. Man, either way, if he does or not, you know. But the thing I was calling in, because this is Bobby, I talked to you, Captain Kickbutt. We can say ass, so Captain Kickass.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, because I'm being very careful, because sometimes, you know, we call uncensored. I call you uncensored, too, on Freer Talk.
We're definitely censored this time, so thank you for being careful. I appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, back on topic, I called you also another night because of the UFO discovery, you know, because I know, and I don't really believe that guy that they had in just the last time,
the whistleblower.
But I'm just saying, I mean, about the biological non-human body thing, and then, because it was all hearsay, and he said, oh no, they told me that they had the craft. Okay, now, if they have a craft or not, maybe, maybe not. I don't think that guy, I think that guy was some type of Countel Pro or some type of, you know, stooge. But I am really, because I've been calling Ian and you guys, you know, the show, you know, Free Talk Live for a long time, you know, whoever the host is.
Yeah.
And I'm always calling because I've experienced quite a few times UFO sightings and UFOs, and even not even just a UFO, you know, orbs of light, you know, like they look like orbs. Like, and sometimes
it's have you been abducted? You
know, no, never been abducted.
Just
never been probed.
No, I have been probed, but not by an alien. You know?
What about an illegal alien? But,
well, you know, if she's, you know.
Anyway, yeah.
Carry on.
Okay, yeah. So and then with that spy balloon, for a long time they were saying, "Oh, there's nothing up there. You know, we don't see it." You know, like literally just lying to everybody, gaslighting them because they're looking at it and they're like, "Oh, there's nothing there." You know, so some of these UFO things, I know a lot of it is probably crap, but some of it, I don't know. I've seen some unexplained things. And orbs, and I think you've seen, I think you had an experience too, Captain Kickass, something with the UFO experience, didn't you?
I'm trying to think now, because I would think I would remember something like that. I know that I've seen stuff in the sky that I can't explain, but I don't know if I ever was like, oh, that's a UFO, man. You know, like maybe I smoked enough weed and had a cough like you did at the beginning of this call.
I mean, by definition, it would be, right?
By definition, it would be. But, like, here's the thing with UFOs and the government sort of, like, saying whatever it is they're saying. Like,
alien spacecraft.
Like, show me the craft.
Yeah.
Bring it out. Yeah. Trot it out, man. Put it on tour.
Show me the body.
Right? Let Pantera open for the UFO or something as you bring it across country on tour.
Did they say they had a body? I thought they had, like, you know, part of an organism or something.
Do you remember that alien autopsy video from, like, 20 years ago?
Yeah. That was fake. Weird. Yeah. That scared me.
Yeah. But a lot of people bought it.
When I was, that came out when I was like 8, and I thought it was so real, and like they wouldn't show it on regular TV, so I had to get it off of this is back
VHS.
You could still rent
it. Or was it Betamax?
No. That was not that, because this came out in like 98, 97 that I saw it. So anyway,
just before DVDs.
Yeah, they had it on. They still had the video stores with the VHS tapes. So anyways, I rented it. My mom didn't know. It was kind of a weird thing. Anyways, I put that on, you know, at night. I was like, oh, there it is. They got one. And it scared the crap out of me, man. I couldn't sleep for like 2-3 days, man.
I grabbed a sock.
And then I later found out it was fake. And I was like, oh, okay. You know. But it was funny. That was a great one, though.
So what do you think?
No.
Does the government have an alien spacecraft and an alien, or no?
I don't think they have. I don't think that they have an alien body. I think that there's been. I think there has been crashes of unexplained origins. You know, I don't know if they have it. You know, I don't know what they have in their possession. You know, because I don't think a lot of them have crashed. You know, I think they have, you know, experiences like David Fravor. He saw them flying around and going back and forth, but not crashing. So I don't know if they've actually crashed and they got bodies, but I think there is some type of phenomenon in these things flying around, though.
Yeah, that was like one anti-theory that came out recently, right? Like these alien spacecraft, the most advanced technology we've ever seen, able to travel light years to get here. And then once they hit our atmosphere, forget how to drive.
Right. Oh, right. Man, the brakes are shot.
Right.
I got a terrible mechanic.
And then, boom, right into Earth. Like, how likely
and
is
the
that?
Only other thing is just maybe if they tried to shoot it down, but even if they could try to shoot it down, all we got is regular conventional weapons,
right.
Unless they use one of those, you know, they got ray gun, but those ray guns can't shoot that fast. They shoot like long distances and needs a big target, you know, like a ship.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what they would shoot it down with.
What about some time ago, I remember seeing something about folks sighting UFOs emerging from like the ocean.
Yeah, those are divables, they call them, you know, some type of divables. So I guess some of them, you know, people, I know this is a big conspiracy, but people believe that there's, you know, these underwater cities of aliens. They actually live under the water and that they have to go back and forth to, you know, space, and they go back down into the water because that's where they can still and hide until they want to make themselves known. And there's all kinds of different little ones. So, yeah, you know, I've heard of that, too,
As long as they don't buy their parts recycled carbon fiber from Boeing for the underwater craft.
Yeah, I don't buy the underwater one either. I think if there are UFOs.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that if they are like the regular ones that fly around, I don't see why they couldn't go underwater and come back up. But I don't know why they live under there, because I'd rather live up in outer space, you know, if I could do all that.
If an alien spacecraft did crash into the Earth and the alien survived and was like, oh, man, I've crashed into an alien planet. I'm going to need some form of currency to fix my spacecraft or to send a signal to my people to come and get me. And the alien decided that the only way for him to do that was to recycle his spaceship in California. Would California charge him with several felonies and threaten up to 6 years in prison?
Well, I think since he's an illegal alien, I think Newsom will be like, oh, here's
the papers, please.
He'll say that we need to worship. He'll immediately have us paying it, you know, and like having us worship it, like this is God or something. I think they would turn it into something like, oh, this is our new king, and then they'll make us all obey them because they got an alien. They're nuts over there.
That's a good point. Like if an alien actually did crash, but like was alive, like there'd be a cult around it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. People are like, oh, you were the second coming or whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
And if the saucer shape is the most efficient for intergalactic travel, how come none of the SpaceX or Blue Origin people are building saucer-shaped space?
I thought that the cigar-shaped UFOs were the most common sightings.
What is it?
I can answer that. Well, now I don't know why the UFOs are disc shaped. What I'm saying is why Elon Musk and all theirs, because we have to leave Earth's atmosphere. They don't have to leave, you know, they don't have to worry about gravity. So they have to shape that so a rocket can push it up, out.
Well, but the rocket, the rocket then disassembles, right, and comes back down after they get blasted out of the atmosphere. So the stage two part could be saucer-shaped, blasted off with a cigar-shaped rocket, and then once you're out of the atmosphere, saucer on out of there.
Yeah, or with the space station being built, or multiple space stations, you could just rocket materials up into space and then build your, you know, saucer-shaped whatever to travel intergalactically faster than, like, any other shape, supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that's what's my colleague. Thank you guys. I like having this show, you know, on instead of, you know, that replay stuff. So I love it. I'm happy to have you guys back when you are, you know. So thank you guys and you have a good night.
Bobby, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. So, UFOs. What do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? Are they real? Is the truth out there?
The truth is out there.
Is this an episode of X-Files in disguise?
Generally, like, I want to believe that
they're...
Are
you Molly and I'm Skulder?
Yes.
Is he the cigar man?
Maybe.
Have you ever watched X-Files?
No.
Uh-oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
Anyway, like, it's hard to believe that there's not something else out there.
Oh, yeah, it's very hard to believe.
And yet, I require evidence to change my belief system.
Right.
So until there is convincing evidence that there is, I will continue to presume that there is not.
I'm presuming that there is, and that they've sort of given us the look over and have been like, no way in hell am I going down there. These guys are inconsistent, incoherent. They're evil to each other, constantly and consistently killing each other, murdering each other with bombs all the time. No.
If they're a peaceful species, then yes.
Yeah, they're not a threat to us because they can't even get it straight amongst themselves. So we don't have anything to worry about.
And they don't want to give us the technology that makes us a threat to them.
Right.
Right. Yeah, they look down on us and they see that these guys are only good at two things, breeding and conquering.
Right.
We don't want them conquering us, so we're not going to help them at all.
Well, they will take some as pets every once in a while.
You know, human beings have this thing where, like, you know, if they discover something new, they want to do it with the new thing.
Yeah.
Right. So if aliens did come down here, I guarantee that somebody would want to, have the sex with the alien.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it would just happen. It's not me, but like somebody out there would.
Just to be clear.
Just to be clear, it wouldn't be me, but like somebody out there would. They'd be like, yes, I'll do it. Like somebody would do it on a bet, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody will do it just because they want to be the first,
mm-hmm.
right? Like human beings are weird that way, man.
$50, dude. Put your junk in it.
I wonder if Jerome would do it.
If he could ever turn off
$1,000.
We already know he has a price.
Price is $1,000.
Everyone has a price.
Jerome's is apparently $1,000. We're out of time. Thank you, Kahuna, for filling in for Nikki tonight. Thank you, Richie Rich, as always. Thank you to our listeners and our callers. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of this episode, find us on the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.